WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A blind man tells a Brazos County District Court jury he committed back-to-back armed robberies in April of last year. 28-year-old Lance Lopez did not make a deal with prosecutors about the holdups, which took place in Bryan 20 minutes apart. His punishment will be up to the jury, which started hearing evidence yesterday. Lopez first held up the ready-to-go convenience store on South College, then he pointed a gun at a clerk at Finfeather Grocery. College Station police were involved in a foot chase yesterday morning with a pair of 13-year-old boys accused of taking a bicycle from a home north of Consolidated High School. A neighbor witnessed the teens going into an open garage of a home on Medina Street near Southwest Parkway. A Bryan man arrested about a month ago for his fifth DWI is back in jail. According to the latest arrest report from Bryan Police, 54-year-old Clinton Hurley admitted to pawning $385 of tools he took from a former employer, along with pawning some of his own tools. Another Bryan man is in jail suspected of his fourth DWI. According to Bryan Police, this was the result of a traffic stop at Villa Maria and South College when the officer noticed a brake light wasn't working. Online court records show previous drunk driving convictions for 57-year-old Kelvin Hill in 1986, 1996, and 2006. The Texas Department of Public Safety has doubled the reward in their search of a Bryan man who is on the state's 10 most wanted fugitive list. DPS has made 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. this month's featured fugitive. A photo and additional information about getting the $10,000 reward is on our website at WTAW.com. As far as local law enforcement knows, those involved in the military training exercises known as Jade Helm have left Brazos County. Organizers of the undercover operations have not responded to our request for an update. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says they were told in advance of what to expect.
I talked to all our patrol divisions, and none of the shifts reported any activity or reports that somebody was worried about something related to Jade Helm, so it came off without a hitch as far as I know.
Much of the exercise was done at Texas A&M's Disaster City and the Riverside campus. University police report having no calls from the public or the military. A number of new driving laws in Texas are now in effect. One that involves teens requires them to watch several videos about the dangers of distracted driving.
As you know, it's become a major contributing factor to a lot of the accidents that we work.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says after completing the Impact Texas Teen Driver Program, applicants have 90 days to take their driving skills test, which is the last step before receiving their driver's license. A package ordered by a Texas A&M professor containing radioactive material for research purposes, which was not delivered as scheduled, has been found. The university's interim vice president for marketing and communications, Shane Hinckley, says the package was found yesterday in one of their secure hazardous material storage facilities. The package was unopened and undamaged. Hinckley says the package was delivered to the wrong location, then it went to where it was eventually discovered. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or you can find it all at Wiltons.com with furniture, supplies, and so much more. That's Wiltons. Here are the numbers.
We're starting the morning off with a few clouds across the region, but more clouds should build in over the next few hours. For your Wednesday, there'll be more clouds and sunshine as showers and thunderstorms start to build in from the Gulf. We'll have a high right around 90. Showers and thunderstorms wrap up during the evening hours. Otherwise, it's partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 73. And during the day on Thursday, there'll be clouds and a few breaks of sunshine. We could see a few showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, with a high around 94. I'm Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports in just a bit with A&M football having their press conference gearing up for Arizona State this weekend. More there. Three golfers from A&M are actually now on the PGA Tour, making a grand total of six playing in the PGA. And an Aggie tennis player has advanced to the second round of the U.S. Open. All that and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
There you go. Got a report from a listener. It's raining down in Fort Bend County pretty heavily. And if you look, they're really, if you're headed toward the big city, you will catch some rain.
Woohoo!
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, picks up about actually outside of Houston. It's between I-45 and, well, no, I say that there's some that goes all the way out to I-10. So, yeah, it's there's some out there, but you know, where that is and where we are is two different things. There, it looked like some people got some rain yesterday. Some neighbors nearby, Boundoonish. I didn't have any rain.
Me neither.
Yeah, and
but
we've had, you know, it's been breezy, which has made it nice.
Oh,
that's,
yeah,
that's helped out a little bit. Kind of breaks the heat up. The numbers there, I mean, Steve was pretty optimistic there in his numbers, but the Weather Service is only saying like 20 or 30%. But that's usually when we have the best chance of rain. You know, it's like 20 or 30%. Right. So anyway, so history bumped into modern times yesterday, and it happened in Arkansas. When they, I'm not sure which Arkansas was, if it was the back. No, actually, it was what happened was on an Arkansas interstate, traffic was snarled when a covered wagon overturned.
Oh,
like a Conestoga type thing. Arkansas State Police say the wagon, being pulled by one Karen Robertson of El Dorado, had a mechanical malfunction about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and took a spill right there on the old eastbound lane of Interstate 30 in Little Rock. Nobody injured. About 20,000 people head to Clinton over that 80-mile stretch there north of Little Rock. Not Clinton the man, Clinton the town. Around Labor Day for the annual chuck wagon races, where teams of horses pull covered wagons. So that's the reason that the wagon was even on the highway.
Well, that makes sense.
It does. That's it. Howsomever, the picture I see, it was an empty wagon, so we didn't see, you know, Scruffle Up or whoever the cook was falling out the back. Yeah. I don't know who that is. Or the provisions that would be necessary to cook your chuck wagon dinner.
What was his name again?
Chuck-a-luck. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Info.
Mason.
Actually, his name was Wishbone if you watched Rawhide back before either of you guys was born.
Oh,
but yeah, never mind.
I watched it before I was born.
Oh, did you?
I guess,
I know the theme song from the Blues Brothers.
Now, is that anything to do with Wishbone?
Oh. No, it was Rawhide.
Oh, it was Rawhide.
Sorry.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
There you go. It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's, wow, it's September the 2nd. All right. It's Bison Tenyel Day. I don't know what that means. Bison.
Yell bison 10 times?
Maybe so. Could well be. It's day at 2:45. We've got 120 of them to go. Blueberry Popsicle Day. I don't know that I've ever seen a blueberry popsicle.
Don't either.
Mm-mm.
Well, they've got a day. And, of course, it's VJ Day, 70th anniversary of the official signing of the surrender documents aboard the USS Missouri in 1945.
I've been on that boat.
There you go. Let's do birthdays.
Keanu Reeves is 51 years old today.
Whoa.
His name means Cool Breeze.
Yeah, wow.
Mark Harmon, another Cool Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
But he was a USC football player.
UCLA. Careful.
Wrong,
that's right.
Wrong school. Yeah. He is 64 today.
And we found out last week he makes, what, like $26 million a year or something doing that. And you know what? That's probably not even the residuals on the old
No.
ones, because they will go until the 23rd century.
Pretty much.
Well, actually, because I was reading something. I mean, look, when a show gets 100 episodes, they go into syndication. That means they got enough to go ahead and do that. And I think they're at like 300 or something. I mean, it's an amazing deal. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Amy Osborne? That's Ozzy and Sharon's eldest daughter, who refused to be on the Osbournes.
Aha.
The smartest one of the
there
lot.
There is a sane one in there, huh?
She's 32. Cat Williams is a comedian, is 42. Cynthia Wateros is 47 from Lost, and she's also in House. Selma Hayek is 49. Lennox Lewis, the boxer, is 50. Eric Dickerson, the Smew Pony, 55 years old. Linda Pearl is 60. That was Fonzie's girlfriend.
Really?
In the remainder days of the Jump the Shark days of Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Connors is 63, and Terry Bradshaw, 67 years old.
Wow. Peter Uberoff used to be the baseball commissioner, 78.
Yep.
Guy Laberty, the guy who owned, I think he sold it, Cirque du Soleil. You see, he played in poker tournaments.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He's worth about $2 billion. Yeah.
I'd play poker for a living, too, if I was worth
$2 billion. Well, you do anything you want to.
Exactly.
I figure at $1.8 billion or $2 billion, why not? That's fine. All right, here goes 617.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The normal system that she even put her signature on to her own employees in the State Department, don't make sure you don't use, you know, private emails for work-related stuff. Hillary Clinton, memo. So some of them are classified retroactively. Some were born classified. Some were, as we know, top secret. But this latest batch of emails, which, remember, these are only the ones that Hillary chose to turn over to the State Department. This is key. They are not the ones she deleted and kept from the State Department. It underscores what we already knew. Hillary Clinton lied about the email server scandal 5 months ago. And since that initial lie, she has spun a web of lies around it ever since.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Energy company ConocoPhillips, which has already cut 1,000 jobs this year, says it will eliminate another 1,800 positions following a plunge that's taken oil prices to their lowest level in years. ConocoPhillips plans to eliminate more than 500 jobs in Houston, where it's based. The company says it's making the cuts because the energy industry is in a dramatic downturn. Comcast, which became a TV powerhouse by signing up Generation Xers, baby boomers, and their parents, now is fighting for millennial eyeballs. The TV giant is investing in online media outlets like BuzzFeed and Vox that attract young viewers It's setting up a streaming TV service for millennials who don't watch TV, and it's developing a YouTube-like video app and website. Puerto Rico's power authority and a group of bondholders have reached a verbal agreement on the framework of a restructuring plan for the agency's $9 billion in debt. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's your money now.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
6:22. The financial report's brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment. Go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com. 6:22. It's raining down toward Houston. If you're going to be in that world down there, then be aware of that. Another part of the drought-ridden West attempting to make water conservation sexy, this time with funny ads in Las Vegas. The Southern Nevada Water Authority this week launched a radio campaign and a television and print and social media deal themed "There's Nothing Sexier Than Saving Water." Ads developed by some firm behind Vegas's "What Happens in Vegas Stays in Vegas" thing tried this. The new advertisements depict people adjusting watering clocks as members of the opposite sex ogle them. They look at them. It coincides with a new fall restriction that began yesterday, which goes through October the 31st and limits watering to 3 days a week and prohibits sprinklers during the day and misting systems at night. In June, San Francisco officials also unveiled sexy ads, which urged residents to go full frontal and take short, steamy showers.
Meaning to just water the front yard?
I guess so. Scott Henley, who's a spokesman for the Las Vegas campaign that was developed over the last year, and Nevada officials said they weren't aware of the ones that San Francisco was doing. Anyway, advertising campaign is going to cost $1.6 million. Some of the properties in Las Vegas have artificial grass now. Steve Wynn did that in two of his properties. That way it stays green all the time.
You don't have to mow it. You have to vacuum it every now and then.
Yeah, you do. Well, and you probably have to wash it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, there's no telling what. It's Las Vegas. And again, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Should
stay in Vegas. A good
Atkinson It Pays to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Brian Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If there has ever been a need for cops to be on location, it was this story, because this is one I want to see on TV. But a guy in Victoria, Canada called 911 Sunday to report a unicorn with a knife chasing a guy around a cemetery, to which the 911 operator surely said, But even though it sounds crazy that a person would report all that, the police had to go to the cemetery and check it out. And believe it or not, the guy wasn't lying. The cops found a guy wearing a unicorn mask with a big hunting knife chasing another guy around. The kicker is they were filming a funny video, so nobody's facing any charges or anything. I personally thought that was hilarious. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They enjoy pleasantly surprising you, and they do every single time I walk in because there's always something new. It's not like a chain store. They really do have a revolving inventory because people will go in there and buy and sell their jewelry. So you'll find something beautiful and heirloom, and you'll find something brand new, or you'll see a custom-made piece. All of it can be found at David's Jewelry and Coin. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Or they're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 626, and it's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, kind of the same deal. We're going to look for some warm weather today with a slight chance of some showers. Good thing it says 91, so that's making me think we're going to have a lot of clouds. Well, it'll be pleasant, which we've had for the last few days. 73 will be our low temperature tonight. We'll kind of continue with those temperatures until we get to Sunday. It'll get warmer again, back up to 96. But each day, there's a slight chance of showers, 20 or 30%. And as I said, it's already raining down in the Houston area and surrounding area and kind of working its way up here. Not necessarily here yet, but there's always the chance. So juicy atmosphere, a little bit of warm weather. Good combination. Right now we're looking at winds out of the northeast at 3, 90% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 71.
When employers allow employees more freedom and autonomy, things usually get better and more profitable. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
You've probably heard that a majority of working people don't actually like their job, which is a shame because
we spend half our waking lives at work, and it's an incredible waste of a human resource for people to spend half of their lives in places they don't want to be doing things they don't want to do, especially when it's not necessary.
Barry Schwartz, author of the book Why We Work, says the result of an unhappy workforce is a business that produces mediocre results.
And mediocre is better than horrible, but it's much worse than what's possible. There's a famous example when Toyota took over a General Motors manufacturing plant in California 30 years ago, and they didn't change the workforce, but they flattened the hierarchy, they encouraged teamwork. This was the worst General Motors plant in the entire world, and they turned it into a plant that was just as high quality as the Toyota plants in Japan without changing any of the personnel, just by giving people more of a sense of responsibility over the task.
Of course, a paycheck is still an important part of the deal.
It's not like you're either an angel and money's irrelevant, or you're a devil and it's only about money. People wouldn't work if they didn't get paid. I'm not disputing that. But we've taken that one piece of motivation that people have for work, and we've made it the only piece.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. It's been a week since the most activity was scheduled for undercover military training exercises at Texas A&M's Disaster City and Riverside campus. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says there was none of the public activity that was seen in Bastrop County at the beginning of the Jade Helm operation earlier this summer.
That would have shown up on our activity log as suspicious behavior and investigated by our deputies, and I'm not sure that we had anything that went to that level, and certainly none of the patrol deputies reported that. If they're on schedule, then they've concluded their part that was going to take place here in Brazos County, and, I've not heard any difference.
Military officials have not responded to our request for an update on the success of their training in Brazos and Burleson counties. 5 days after it was expected, Texas A&M officials know the whereabouts of a package containing radioactive materials. According to the university's interim vice president for marketing and communications, Shane Hinckley, the package arrived as scheduled last Thursday, but it was delivered to the wrong location. Hinckley says the package wound up at one of A&M's secure hazardous material storage facilities. The package was found yesterday in its original shipping condition, unopened and undamaged. Hinckley says protocols were followed in moving the package from the wrong delivery location to storage, and Hinckley says a professor who ordered the materials for research purposes also followed procedures by notifying officials when he did not receive the package as scheduled last Thursday. The Department of Public Safety has a list of reminders of new driving laws that started yesterday. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says one of them applies to Texas teens.
This Impact Texas Teen Driving Program, it's basically an additional 2 hours to the existing driver's ed program already being taught. And it's geared towards more the distracted driving to our teenage drivers out there on the roadway.
The two-hour program is the last step before taking the driving skills test, which must be completed within 90 days of obtaining a certificate. Other changes approved by the legislature includes anyone whose license has been suspended after the conviction of an intoxication offense must have an ignition interlock device for the entire suspension period instead of half the suspension. The legislature also amended a law that now allows a vehicle to be left running and unattended if the operator starts the engine of the vehicle by using a remote starter or other similar device. Four people facing criminal charges in Brazos County District Court made plea agreements on Monday. A Bryan man arrested in June of last year after jumping out of a window wearing no clothes has admitted to possessing $3,500 of illegal drugs. 23-year-old Bryson Robertson was sentenced to 20 years after he was caught with PCP, ecstasy, and marijuana. A Bryan man admitted to repeatedly violating a protection order by stalking a woman, including once where he had a loaded 9mm pistol in his pocket with the safety off. 45-year-old Willie Charles Griffin Jr. was sentenced to 4 years. From August of last year, a Bryan woman admitted to walking into homes on Patton Avenue and Graham Street and taking purses. 44-year-old Gayla Robertson was sentenced to 10 years for the burglaries and tampering with evidence. And a second person involved in the holdup of a man 3 years ago who thought he was paying for a prostitute has admitted to being the gunman. 29-year-old Robert Sierra Jr. of Somerville, formerly of Bryan, was sentenced to 15 years. The woman playing the part of the prostitute, 39-year-old Araceli Tello, was convicted by a jury last year and was sentenced to 35 years. Observant neighbors helped the victim of a residential theft track down a pair of heavy iron chairs that were taken off her porch earlier this summer. College Station police arrested 37-year-old Derek Megris on Monday night for the theft with prior convictions. According to the arrest report, the victim said she was determined to figure out who stole her chairs, which also had white cushions with monkeys on the cloth. One of her neighbors saw a man struggle with carrying the chairs past their homes. The victim then found the chairs on the porch of a nearby apartment and went to the police with the information. Megris told investigators he found the chairs on the side of the road and sold them for $25. In addition to the theft charge, Megris is also in jail for a parole violation. Two 13-year-old boys from College Station were arrested for going into an open garage of a home north of Consolidated High School yesterday morning and taking a bicycle. Police responded to a report from a resident who lives near the victim's home on Medina near Southwest Parkway. The juveniles were seen by an officer at Harvey Mitchell and Rio Grande. The teens took off to the north past Bee Creek but were caught on Langford. The day after Bluebell resumed selling ice cream made in Alabama, officials announced test production has started in Oklahoma. There's no firm date when ice cream made in Broken Arrow near Tulsa will be available for sale, nor is there a date when upgrades will be completed at Bluebell's home plant in Brenham. As was the case in Alabama, ice cream made in Oklahoma will be available for sale once tests show it's safe. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 68 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695. Or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
What do Fortune 500 companies do when they need to find new workspace? They call Regus at 1-800-Offices. With Regus, you can easily expand today and get your people up and running tomorrow. With fully furnished tech-powered co-working spaces, offices, and admin support, Regus manages the details so you can focus on your business. Short-term, long-term, all on your terms. Regus makes it easy and affordable. Call Regus now at 1-800-Offices and get a free office or meeting room for a day. Regus, here to help you grow.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 14th annual banquet, Be Multiplied, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 29th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
It's still the heartbeat of Christ to go win that one lost, the hurting, the down and out, those that don't have a chance, those that don't have a voice, those that can't speak for themselves. If they won't come to us, we're coming to them.
Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org. Help us save our streets.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
We'll see more clouds and sunshine for your Wednesday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. Showers and storms wrap up this evening. Otherwise, there'll be plenty of clouds around tonight, low 70 to 75. On Thursday, there'll be clouds and a few breaks of sunshine with a chance at showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, with a high around 95. And we'll have a good deal of sunshine during the day on Friday, but it will be a hot one with a high between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a little bit more going on in this football game than just on the surface.
And we'll find out what that is coming up in just a little bit, as that is Coach Kevin Sumlin from the press conference yesterday. Aggie in the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament advances into the second round. Three Aggies get their PGA Tour card and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 10 minutes.
What does that mean? There's a whole lot more going on.
There's more than just that. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got NFL.
There's
several subplots in the football game.
Oh.
Coaching knowledge of one another, having worked together.
Oh.
It's the first time these two teams have played in the history of the two teams, et cetera. Our starting quarterback is from there.
Yeah. Theirs isn't from here.
No.
So the Justice Department is backing Planned Parenthood in its lawsuit against the state of Louisiana because they're trying to defund them from the Medicaid program that's state-run. Obviously, the videos have a lot to do with that. In the brief, the Department of Justice says, Louisiana has not pro-offered sufficient reasons to terminate Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast Incorporated from its Medicaid program. Terminating them from the Medicaid program without providing any justification related to their qualifications to provide medical services would violate Louisiana's obligation under the Medicaid statute for free choice of provider provision. So we'll see. Carly Fiorina is going to be on the stage. Well, she's got to be. It's going to be in California.
So they changed it?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be in California. It's coming up September the 16th. CNN has decided to change its criteria for the debate after facing criticism that its reliance on older polls would keep her off the stage. CNN now says it has included any GOP candidate in the primetime debate whose polls are in the top 10 of the field. So she's there.
Well, the polling they were using, though, was from before or around July.
Yeah, it was old stuff.
Why?
As long as they corrected it. Another Iowa poll out, Donald Trump at 25%, Ben Carson 18%, Jeb Bush 10%, Cruz and Walker 7% and 6% respectively. Marco Rubio attacking Donald Trump by targeting Donald's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, appearing at a small gathering in Nevada. He said there's one other candidate running. He says he's going to make America great again. I understand what he means by that. I don't mean that as a slight. I would remind everyone that America is great. Yeah, well, it's not as great as it used to be, okay? Maybe that's what he meant. I'm going to make it better than it is now. Donald Trump said that he would change the name of Mount Denali back to McKinley when he's president.
So. The few people I know from Alaska say they only know it as Denali anyway.
Yeah. Well, next hour we'll do a story about how all that stuff happened. President is now within one yes vote of the Senate, ensuring the upper chamber can uphold his promised veto of anything on the Iranian deal. Chris Coons, who's a Democrat senator from Delaware, said yesterday that he would back Joe Biden if Joe decided he wanted to run for president. Yes, we'll see. Mitch McConnell said that defunding Planned Parenthood would have to wait until there was a new president in 2017. Speaking on a little television show in Kentucky, he said that. The big story may be seems that there was some people who didn't think much of John Boehner, and that information got out. Another one of your little leaked emails. Cindy Blumenthal called John Boehner alcoholic and lazy and without commitment to principle.
Well, two of the three of those I would guarantee are true.
Yeah. Anyway, aside from that, he went on to say that Boehner, who became the speaker shortly after the election, had tried to buy some potential GOP opponents in his conference with campaign contributions and plum committee assignments. Well, we'll see. No doubt he is he ain't Newt Gingrich, we'll put it that way.
No.
He's doesn't quite rise to that level. Okay, so do you know who J.C. Watts is?
Mm-hmm.
Watts used to be a quarterback at the University of Oklahoma, and that's kind of how he made his name. And then went into politics and was a Republican representative in Oklahoma. Well, he was out speaking in Iowa. This is just a little bit of what he said. He said the difference between Republicans and Democrats is Republicans believe people are fundamentally bad. Democrats see people as fundamentally good. All right? So, made his remarks in Pella, Iowa, while stumping for Rand Paul. There were about a dozen people in the restaurant and couldn't tell if they'd come to see him or they were just eating, and he started talking. We're not sure exactly what. But he said, we're born backwards into the world. We're born bad. Nobody has to teach a child how to behave badly. They're born knowing how to do that. We teach them how to be good. We become good by being reborn, born again. Democrats believe that we are born good, that we create God, not that He created us. If we are our own God, as the Democrats say, then we need to look at something else to blame for the things that go wrong. He said, take the theater shootings in Louisiana. Republicans know that this was a bad man doing a bad thing. Democrats will look for other causes, that the man was basically good, but it was the guns and society and some other place where the blame lies. And for that reason, we need to control guns or something else, but not the man. We don't need to look anywhere else for the blame. It's the man. What do you think?
It's an interesting take.
Yes, it is. I find it to be very interesting. So there you are.
It's an interesting way to say something, because on the outside of this, I'm like, what a jerk.
Right. Well, no.
But I mean, then the explanation, I
think that, you know, and if you look at it from a religious standpoint, I believe people understand from the original sin that we are sinners. And I'm not going to preach on the radio, but, you know, that's the idea, is that you ask for forgiveness for bad behavior. Whereas, you know, again, it's a provocative statement.
No, absolutely.
Now, again, it was said at a little restaurant in Iowa, and it may not get any further. It happened to make The Hill this morning. One of the contributors wrote it. But I thought an interesting concept, and you're right, using that to illustrate other societal problems. Hello?
It makes sense. I've been told I was born a godless Republican.
I would say that does it right there, doesn't it?
As opposed to the godless heathen or something. Yeah,
well,
okay.
All right. Anyway, J.C. Watts, who, again, was a football player, and now he's out there and a politician. I think he made a lot of money doing that, and then he said, you know, I could probably make more money doing other stuff, like going to speak in restaurants and Iowa or something like that, so he did. All right, there we go. It's 6:48.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 5th, learn about fall forages. Cool season forage is important to many livestock producers. We'll discuss selection and management this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of the really serious insect pests that trouble Texas landscape and garden plants reach their population peaks in the summertime. A few lag behind, however, and these are the ones that we need to watch for as temperatures fall and autumn sets in. Let's make a list in an effort to keep ahead of the bugs, the fall insects of which you need to beware. Is that good grammar? I'll have details right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. Fall webworms are common on pecans, persimmons, and mulberries. They're quite similar to the eastern tent caterpillars that web all over those same trees in late spring and summer. The easiest way to eradicate them is with a long-handled pole pruner. If you cut small webs out before they fully engulf their limbs, you can minimize the damage and bad looks. You can spray for them by using a general-purpose insecticide such as malathion, but you'll need to mix in a couple of drops of liquid detergent to help the spray penetrate into the webs. It's too much trouble. Prune them out. Ignore them. I don't care what you do. It's not worth spraying them. Fall webworms. Grubworm damage may begin to show up in your turf if the lawn is weakening, turning yellow, and if you can pull on it and it comes loose easily from the runners, from the soil, runners and all, like a bad toupee, then that's grubworm damage and you need to apply Merit or one of the other general purpose turf insecticides. They're hard to control if you wait much longer. When you apply the insecticide, water it in deeply. Most lawns do not have grubworm damage. If you're raising a fall garden or if you've planted new annuals for fall, winter, or spring color, watch for aphids. You can always identify aphids by their pear-shaped bodies and by the way they cluster near the newest foliage at the growing tips of their host plants. Aphids give birth to living young without mating, so populations can explode quickly. In fact, it's aphids that have been causing sticky sap to drop from pecans, oaks, and crepe myrtles over the past several weeks. Watch out for stinging caterpillars in the fall. Puss caterpillars, hag moth caterpillars, and larvae of the I.O. moth are all found in Texas. There are other stinging caterpillars. It's best to assume that something's going to sting you if you don't know what it is. Don't be touching those caterpillars. Oh, and yellow jackets also proliferate in fall's cooler weather, and they are aggressive. I don't like to kill wasps and hornets, but yellow jackets go after a child. They'll go after me. And so for those, I'll either knock the nest down or I'll use one of the long throw sprays. You have to be careful. The propellants in those will damage foliage. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you pick your focal points wisely in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Tampa Bay. That is not. Here we go. It's 6:52 still. Coach Sumlin, along with both coordinators and select players, met with the media yesterday as A&M gears up for Arizona State this weekend at the Advocare Texas kickoff. Coach Sumlin outlined several subplots in the game, like coaching connections, the history, et cetera.
There's a little bit more going on in this football game than just on the surface. Them being a top 20 football team and having a chance to play in a national stage and a venue like NRG, which is as fine a facility as there is in the country, hosting a Super Bowl. You know, if you can't be excited to play in this game, then you're probably doing the wrong thing. So that gets our attention. And, you know, we got a couple more days till we roll to Houston and get ready to play Saturday night.
Pre-game is at 5 and the kickoff is at 6 on News Talk 1620 WTAW or in Spanish. You can catch that at KNDEHD 95.1-2. There's a list of Aggie golfers who are competing at the highest level, and it continues to grow as a trio of players who donned the maroon and white at one time earned their PGA card. Martin Piller, Shane Bertecz, and Bronson Burgoon have all earned their PGA Tour membership cards for the 2015-16 season. The trio of Aggies joined Bobby Gates, Jeff Meggert, and Ryan Palmer on the PGA Tour, bringing the total number to 6. Congratulations to A&M sophomore soccer midfielder Michaela Harvey. She was named to the TopDrawerSoccer.com National Team of the Week following her performance in leading the Aggies to wins over UC Irvine and Florida Atlantic last week. Former Texas A&M men's tennis All-American Austin Krajicek earned a first-round Grand Slam victory in his first career U.S. Open. He beat Santiago Giraldo of Colombia in 4 sets. Now Krajicek will face 15th seed Kevin Anderson of Russia in the second round, and that's tomorrow. In other U.S. Open action, second seed Roger Federer and number 3 Andy Murray were among the winners in day 2 at the U.S. Open. Second seed Simona Halep advanced on the women's side, as did 4th seed Caroline Wozniacki. A little closer to home, KBTX reports that Somerville football coach Rex Sharp has left the program. Sharp coached the Yewas for just one game the season opener to a 48-7 loss to Iola last Friday. The plan is to hire a new head coach from outside the current staff. Somerville plays Buffalo Friday night. In Texas Major League Baseball action, Prince Fielder got the Rangers started early.
And the pitch is hit high in the air, deep right center field. Jankowski back at the wall. It is history. A home run for Prince Fielder. And the Rangers lead it 2-0 in the first.
Texas went on to beat San Diego 8-6. As for the Stros, it was close late until...
Line drive, base hit right field for Elvis Andrus. Fielder is in to score. Beltre being waved around third. Here's the throw home. Beltre slides. The ball comes flying out of Norris's mitt. He scores. Odor down the line from third. He's in as well. The Rangers scored 3 runs on the play and lead 7-4.
Joe Mauer's tie-breaking 2-run pinch hit in the 8th inning lifted the Seattle Mariners to a 7-5 win over the Houston Astros. They'll play again tonight in Seattle at 9:10. On out to the NFL, where the Houston Texans have cut 11 players and placed rookie linebacker Rashard Cleat on the injured reserve on the deadline to reduce the roster to 75 players. Cleat injured his knee early on in training camp. Houston head coach Bill O'Brien was asked about the trades at this time of year as opposed to just outright releases.
You know, I don't think it's easy. I think it's all about the value to your team relative to what they're looking for, the trade partner. So, you know, I think they are difficult during this time of the year because you're not at 53 yet.
Unfortunately, Houston also released Aggie wide receiver Travis Labhart. The Dallas Cowboys had the same cut-down number. They placed cornerback Orlando Scandrick on season-ending injured reserve following a surgery from torn ligaments in his right knee amid moves to get down to 75. Heading into tomorrow's game with the Texans, Cowboys head man Jason Garrett said there was a whole lot more on the line than just wins and losses for this one.
Oh, I think they know that they've been playing for jobs really every day since we got together, and we've made that abundantly clear to them. You know, we lay out the expectations on day one. The expectations of what they can expect from us as a coaching staff, what we expect from them, and then we really tell them flat out what we're looking for.
It's the Cowboys and Texans for the last exhibition game against one another tomorrow, Jerry World at 7 o'clock. And something you don't hear every day, the Kansas City Royals all-star pitcher Kelvin Herrera and right fielder Alex Rios have been diagnosed with chicken pox and will likely miss a couple weeks. Both players were sent home from Tampa Bay after experiencing symptoms over the weekend. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Your home is more than 4 walls. It's a place you bring home what you love. And your floors are the foundation, the stage for some of life's best moments.
At Aggie Lane Carpet One, we know that choosing a floor is a big decision.
From choosing the right floor to expert installation, we're here to help.
Our beautiful guarantee ensures you'll be happy.
And during our Bring It Home flooring sale, save up to 50% on naturally soft Anovia carpets and save up to $500 on selected hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more.
Plus, take advantage of our special Bring It Home financing rates for 18 months.
Don't miss Aggie Land Carpet One's Bring It Home flooring sale, where you can save up to 50% on naturally soft Anovia carpets and save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more.
Come see us today at Aggie Land Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for